Peter Gale of Cleveland loves food. He's got a lot of meat on his bones.
Gee, you can't get me to stop. I started eating this stuff and I can't stop. It's terrible. It's terrible. It's addictive.
But his favorite foods grow right in his backyard, and probably yours. Gale is what's known as an ethnobotanist. He's on a mission to teach more people about how to eat the plants growing all around their houses. His latest converts are a troop of Boy Scouts.
My grandson was one of the boys in this Boy Scout troop, and when I got over to his house 3 days after we got back from scout camp, he grabbed the bag of the plastic bag of weeds that his mother had weeded out of the yard that day and dragged it over to me on the patio and said, "Find the edible plants in here and show me them."
Gale says the yard becomes more exciting to most kids when they can sit down and munch. His own love of the backyard snack started when he was just a boy. His family faced some tough times. They were saved by a common weed known as lamb's quarters.
My dad died and left the family with no money. A friend told my mother we could live off lamb's quarters. And for 6 months, we went out, and every day, my brother and I would gather the young tops of lamb's quarters and then bring them into the house, and my mother would make them into every kind of spinach dish imaginable until she learned how to make a living. And after that, we still liked the plant, so we still ate it a lot.
These days, you could pay a lot for lamb's quarters in a gourmet food store. They're sold as Belgium spinach. Or, Gale says, you could just take a quick look around your yard. Today, we're walking around a backyard in suburban Cleveland. We find lamb's quarters at the base of a tree. Some say you can recognize the leaves because they look like the hindquarters of a lamb. Gale thinks they look more like the silhouette of a Christmas tree.
You'll notice it has, when you're looking down on it, it looks like somebody spilled a little bit of talcum powder on the very top. It has that little dusting of white that is right on the top, and on the underside of the leaves, you see the same dusting. But taste one leaf.
Okay.
Taste a leaf, yeah.
And it does taste like spinach, but the USDA reports it's even more nutritious than Popeye's favorite treat.
It doesn't take any cooking. Can be eaten raw, or it can be cooked. It will interfere if you eat too much raw. It will interfere with the assimilation of both iron and calcium. So you usually want to cook it. Makes great addition to omelets, great cooked green, great quiches. Any recipe you use spinach in, you can use lamb's quarters.
There's a lot more than just lamb's quarters in the yard to eat. This time of year, Peter Gale also recommends sautéing the buds or petals from orange and yellow daylilies. He's also a big fan of dandelions. He suggests looking for the young, tender leaves because they're less bitter. Gale says he believes dandelions were brought to America by Italian immigrants. They're used in lots of Italian recipes.
80% of the things we call weeds were vegetables brought here by immigrants. And that's one of the reasons that most of the things that we call weeds in our backyard aren't indigenous plants. They aren't plants that were from America. They're plants that are from Europe and from Asia and from South America.
Gale says over time, those traditional foods escaped from gardens into the wild. After World War II, things changed. Most people started buying food at the grocery store, and foraging became unpopular. He says only poor people searched outside for food.
One by one, as generations went by, the kids didn't learn as much. The second generation, the third generation, they knew nothing. And by the time we reach where we are now, almost everybody can walk right by the most nutritious plant going, the most commonly eaten plant back in the 30s and 40s, and not even have a clue what it is.
Gale is trying to change that. He wants people to become reacquainted with these plants so we don't recklessly destroy them. He travels around the country giving workshops, taking people on neighborhood forages, and teaching cooking classes. Gale believes we might need these plants again someday. For the GLRC, I'm Julie Grant.